Okay, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see, what we want you to do now is do some real quick promo things that we can put into the commercial, and then we'll, you know, ask you a couple of short questions. So if you could say, like, hi, this is Eric Burden, we'll see you Saturday night at Swing Auditorium.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay, you can take it any time.
Hello, this is Eric Burden, we'll see you Saturday night at the Swing Auditorium.
Okay, and then we need one more, let's see, hi, this is Eric Burden, and, I want to do a little intro into your record, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll play a cut off your record or something, so if you can do that for the something we'll play on the air, so whatever you want to lay down for that, okay?
Which record do
you...
Yeah,
you know, your new album, okay?
Okay. Hello, folks. This is Eric Burden, and I'd like you to hear a track from my new album called Eric Burden Declares War on MGM.
Okay, Eric, that's good. How's everything going with the group, with Roar?
Fine.
Okay, I know we've had you guys down here several times. We had you Swing a couple of times. We had you a few other places here.
Yeah, it's a little more together than it was the last time.
Uh-huh.
You know, it kind of grows.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was pretty together then, too. Devinger Downs, when you were working with Buddy Miles and Hendrix, that was kind of a good thing, too.
Yeah, that was a blow. Good blow.
So, okay, how do you define your music? Now, you've been with several different animal groups. You know, you've gone through a lot of changes in England, and now you're with this new bag. So what category do you put your music in, or where do you think you're going with your music now?
Don't like to put it in any category at all. I just like to, if there's any category you apply to it, it should be rock and roll music.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we take influences from, you know, hundreds of aspects, from
uh-huh.
jazz, blues, anything.
Uh-huh. So a lot of that old raunchy American rhythm and blues and blues stuff.
Yeah, and we're kind of mixing that with a jazz and poetry thing, too. We're getting into a poetry
uh-huh.
trip. And lots of interesting things. But I hate to label anything, I hate to put names on it. We just like to hope that it'll be called music.
Yeah, just do it and hope people will dig it, right?
Sure.
Okay, so now you've kind of had a breaking off with your English trip, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that you're living here in America, what were some of those decisions that you had to make to come here? Why did you come here, and how do you like it here?
Well, I got stranded here because I got into a real bad business hassle and lost a lot of money. And I couldn't go home anyway because I didn't have any money to go home. And I've been here ever since. And also, the other reason is that when I played colleges and things, and you really turn kids on, especially in places like the Midwest where they really aren't into what's going down and they really want to know, and when you go out there and turn people on, it gives you a good feeling. And it makes you kind of feel important.
Of what's being laid down by different groups. You know, and here I try to lay down a lot of trips about a lot of different groups, and I try to lay down your trip once in a while, too, and the way I've been laying it down, I'm, you know, maybe, see, now I can get it right from the horse's mouth. In 67, when you came to America, three of the big things I think that probably, you know, at least it was in your music you were talking about, that was Monterey, San Francisco, and the drug trip, right?
Yeah.
So is that a correct analysis of your music in that year?
Yeah, I should think so. I was pretty drugged up at the time up in San Francisco. And I was in Monterey, and I wrote about it.
Uh-huh.
No, it's just that they were comments of what was happening at the time.
Uh-huh.
And it's still that way. I mean, I'm still making a documentation of what I see and what I feel.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like a journalist, a musical journalist, really.
Uh-huh.
I get a lot of satisfaction out of writing, although I'm not very good grammatically. I like to make very simple, concise statements if possible. And I really like writing poetry a lot.
Mm-hmm. And communication, that's where it's at. I think you really have the communication, the rapport with your audience. You know, you're a real showman, at least in that respect. Now your new group, War, how did you get that title, War?
We just figured that the ultimate exchange between men is war, and we kind of look upon the group as a unit that's fighting a war against everybody else on the outside to be able to get the audiences and play music to them, because you know, a lot of people don't realize how really difficult it is and what trips you have to go through to get up there and actually perform. In fact, that's the easiest part of the day. The easiest part of any day is just getting up there and blowing. The hardest part is getting to it and being able to do it and being in the position.
senior soul group, or?
Part of the guys, oh yeah.
And how did you get together with that group here?
I met most of the guys in a club in the San Fernando Valley where they were playing. And we took a few people away from the group that they were in, and plus Lee Oscar, who is from Denmark, myself from England, and most of BB, the bass player, came in from Hawaii, and the rest of the cats are from Long Beach and Pomona area.
Mm-hmm. Do you make all the musical decisions in the group? Or?
No, we just get together and, you know, just see what happens. That's the way it is. It just kind of flows.
Far out. Okay, listen, I know you got to run, right? I don't want to, you know, this is a beautiful thing right here that we have, and I don't want to tie up any longer, so I want to thank you for, you know, letting us get a good wrap in.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, and we'll talk to you Saturday.
Okay.
Okay,
I'll be looking forward to it.
Real good. Hey, listen, if you come in early, come on down to the station and, you know, just feel at home, okay?
All right, I'll do that.
Okay, we're the Holiday Inn here, so just, you know.
Okay.
Okay, Eric, thanks.